Incarceration rates for black men in Milwaukee County have reached epidemic levels, according to John Poisserat. He's director of UWM's Employment and Training Institute and co-authored the study, Wisconsin's Mass Incarceration of African American Males. Poisserat says the numbers started to rise soon after crack cocaine hit the streets of Milwaukee's central city.
The combination of that with other factors drove it up to a point where we had, as we last studied it 3 years ago, population was 26,000 young African-American males, well over half being incarcerated for drug-related offenses.
Poisserat says other factors included the legislature passing a series of tough-on-crime measures throughout the 90s. They included mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses and later truth in sentencing, no early release from prison. Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman was a member of the Assembly during the 90s and supported the tougher stands. He says elected leaders had to nip violent crime in the bud.
People were routinely committing murders who already had committed prior crimes and let out of prison, and the public was rightfully appalled.
If you could point to any one factor and say this is why the prison population is going up, but certainly I think the drug prosecutions had a lot to do with it.
Jeffrey Kramers is Milwaukee County's chief judge. He says crimes associated with crack cocaine swamped the court system.
We created our three speedy drug courts that were designed to handle drug trafficking offenses or significant drug possession cases and try and do that as expeditiously as possible.
Kramer says each year more than 1,000 defendants pass through Milwaukee's drug courts. One of them is 53-year-old Earl Oglesby. The court is sentencing him today for possession of cocaine. Oglesby asks Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Daniel Conkle for mercy.
I'd just like to apologize, you know, for my conduct, you know, on the streets, in the community. I've made a couple mistakes, you know, but, you know, I'm learning as I go, and I'm learning how to live without drugs, you know, and I'm enjoying it.
Oglesby has already served time behind bars for possessing drugs and bail jumping. The judge admonishes him but notes that Oglesby is participating in drug treatment and holds down a 40-hour-a-week job.
With that in mind, then, Mr. Oglesby, it is the order of the court that you serve a term of 6 months at the Milwaukee County House of Correction. I'm going to stay that, place you on probation for a period of 2 years.
With the warning, if you're caught for any crime during those 2 years, you're going to jail. Even though Wisconsin leads the country in incarcerating black men, the numbers are declining, according to Milwaukee Chief Judge Jeffrey Kramers.
I'd like to think that a lot of the programs and efforts that have been undertaken by the Department of Corrections, by the District Attorney's Office, by the court system, by a host of people in the community to address criminal activity and criminogenic needs have had a positive impact on the crime rate.
In recent times, as heroin has claimed lives statewide, the legislature has approved money for drug treatment courts and other alternatives to incarceration for offenders who did not commit violent crimes. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.